Welcome to the Full Ass Human Podcast, your landing place to reprioritize being human for a living, to remember your humanness as a spiritual practice, and to invite all the layers of yourself to the table. I'm your host, Mel the Oracle, voice artist, writer, yogini, mentor, and dope human being, here to build intimate and vulnerable community with you through personal stories, wisdoms, insights, and unique perspectives. So if you are new here, welcome in. If you've been rocking with me, hey love, welcome back. This episode is brought to you by my Spotify playlist, A Moment to Feel Things. A Moment to Feel Things. And this is a chill nighttime vibe. This playlist just has a nighttime energy. Of course, you can listen to it at any time, but A Moment to Feel Things. It's almost affirming and giving you permission to do what a lot of us often don't do, and that's just taking a moment to feel. So definitely tap into that playlist. The link for it is in the show notes. So today I am sharing some reflections about the emotion envy and how I have made this change in the way that I view it and deepen my relationship with it, and it's allowed me some deep self-awareness and self-growth. So I want to share a little bit about how you can begin to see envy as a useful and valuable emotion. I initially shared this as a note to my email list, and there have been so many responses through email, voice messages about people sharing their own personal reflections with how resonant the message was, but also just the reflections of their own relationships with feeling envy and feeling really seen and grateful for my display of transparency with experiencing that emotion, because envy is one of those emotions that we humans can throw in the trash, right? Because it's considered negative and unuseful. And there's so much shame attached to feeling an emotion like envy. So I want to talk to you all today to throw that non-truth in the trash and to just share my perspective. So if you've read my newsletter, you will have heard this, but there may be some new things in here that I didn't write there. So, and if you are not a part of my email list, what are you doing, love? Go to the show notes and sign up immediately. This all started a couple of days ago, really. I had a friend of mine who called me and she was checking in on me. And, you know, to give context to this, I've been moving through some health things, and all of it has really toppled down on me in a real way. So there is a part in these few months that I've been dealing with this that I think I've stopped living a little bit, because there's so much to take in. There's so much to process, so much new information coming in and day out, so much to do and get together around my health that I've just kind of become occupied with being hermited and in solitude and really outside of my life, you know, and kind of watching it move as I'm sitting still trying to process everything that's going on. So my friend called to check on me to see how I was doing. And, you know, I told her that one thing that I've really noticed is it's been interesting to talk to other friends of mine and to ask them how they've been doing and to hear them share how much they are completely living in their lives, experiencing beautiful things and thriving and very much engaged in their life. And that's the opposite of what I've been feeling. And so as I talk to them, I notice that I do genuinely feel excited for them. I want my people to have all the blessings, to live their best lives, to experience all the good things. But there are also moments, even when I'm feeling that, where I feel like, yo, I don't also don't want to hear this shit. Like, I don't want to hear this right now. I don't want to hear how, like, well things are going right now. I'm happy for you, but I just don't want to hear it right now. Everything that you're saying is the opposite of what I've been feeling. And it's always interesting because personally, right, a red flag can even go up for yourself when you feel those kind of things, especially towards people that you love, that you respect, that you care for, that you genuinely are happy for. And so when I said that out loud to her, it was really vulnerable because as I shared that, I noticed that my body had a response. I immediately felt really anxious. I started to sweat. And it was just like this automatic response of nervousness because I had said something. I had brought something from the dark to the light. And you never know how those kinds of things will be received, right? And this is a friend that loves me. And, you know, I can always assume that her response is always going to be empathetic, but my body's response was so automatic. And it's because of how we are socialized to view certain emotions and the way that, you know, these very general social implications have been created and drilled into our nervous systems about what it means if we feel a thing. And so all of that started to respond almost automatically. And I felt myself like I was just silently spiraling for about 30 seconds. But at the end of that 30 seconds, my friend, in the most beautiful way ever, she responded and she said, yeah, and you get to feel that, my friend. And just like that, in that moment, I was able to take a deep breath. I felt seen, I felt validated, and my experience felt affirmed. And she followed that statement up by then telling me a story of her recently moving through feeling that same feeling. And before this, I hadn't even named it envy yet. I still wasn't even a place to be able to say the word out loud, but she named it. She used the word envy. And as soon as she said it, it was like an automatic permission granting for me to say it for myself and to name it for myself out in the open. And before I move on to the next thing I want to say that this is, first of all, why this podcast exists and what I've devoted my life to is when you have people around you who are also devoted to honoring their own humanness, it becomes an automatic domino effect in the way that they honor others and their humanness. So since I have this friend who is so dedicated to being human and seeing life through that lens of devotion to her humanness, she was able to offer me a safe space. And this is why, again, this podcast exists. This is why I come here week after week, sharing these vulnerable experiences with you, vulnerably modeling humanness with you, because this creates safe space for you to do the same with yourself and then pass it along. So I just wanted to acknowledge that, because her being committed to that process for herself allowed me a safe landing place. I don't know if y'all can hear those dogs barking, but yes. Okay, I hear a ashe, I hear a amen, I hear a hallelujah from the dogs. Yes. So yeah. And you know, I want to mention here, and then I'm actually going to read this passage. So in the responses that I got, my friend Kat, hey Kat, I love you. She sent me over this passage from this book. I don't know exactly what the book is, but she just sent me over this passage that talked about, you know, the difference between envy and jealousy. But I'm going to read a little passage from that. But when we think about like social media, the social setting, society in general, there are certain, like I said, emotions that we cast away as no, that's not something that you feel. If you feel that, that means this, you know, and envy is one of those emotions where, you know, it's almost becomes a reason for you to abandon yourself or to abandon others, because there's this assumption that you don't mean well or that you have bad intentions. And so we feel extremely ashamed. We feel a lot of shame when we feel envy or jealousy or any other emotion that falls under, you know, the outcasted emotions, which there are many. And so even though this feeling might be fleeting, right, it may not be something that you are like dwelling and living in. It could have just been a fleeting thing. We're scared and ashamed to name it and to feel it and to share that that's what we're feeling, to be vulnerable about that being something that we feel. And that is truly unfortunate, because I'm going to tell you what, if there was an emotion that we all feel that we weren't supposed to feel or learn from at some point, then it wouldn't exist for us to feel. It wouldn't be on the spectrum of emotions. It wouldn't have a name. Do you know what I mean? So I think that the disservice that we do to ourselves as a society, socially, as humans who connect with each other, being on things like social media and spewing our opinions about what is right or wrong to feel, we do ourselves a deep disservice with classifying any human experience, any human emotion as something that we shouldn't feel or shouldn't experience because of our limited understanding of it and our unhealthy relationships with it. So let me read this passage that my friend Kat sent me really quickly. I call jealousy and envy the sociological emotions because they help us understand and brilliantly navigate our social world. Very few people share this view. Our culture pathologizes most difficult emotions, but jealousy and envy seem to be targeted more universally than others. Mm-hmm. People who express these emotions are rarely honored. They are often called insanely jealous or green-eyed monsters, which throws those emotions into the shadows. That's never a good idea, especially in regard to emotions that carry intuitive and protective information. Both jealousy and envy arise when you've detected a risk to your social and personal securities. Shutting them down is like throwing a noisy smoke alarm out the window instead of finding out why it went off. When you stifle your jealousy and envy, you not only lose your awareness of the situations that brought them forward, but you lose your emotional agility, your instincts, and your ability to navigate through your social world and your relationships. Ooh, that was a word. I really love, you know, when it said that shutting them down is like throwing a noisy smoke alarm into out the window instead of finding out why it went off. You can't learn about how to navigate an emotion if you shut yourself off from feeling it. You can't gain deeper awareness or ask questions about why this emotion might be coming up if you don't feel it, if you don't take time to let it flood your system. That's what all this is. All of this is coming up for us to learn so that we can shift our perspective about it to allow us to be in better relationship with it. And, you know, as I talk about, because that article mentioned envy and jealousy. And, you know, in some of the, and I want to share this, because in some of the feedback that I got, or some of my community that shared their responses, there was one where she said, I felt this way for a long time. I call it jealousy. And I learned so much from her. She calls it her. I love it. She generally helps me discover what I want out of life. And when I ask the right questions, encourages me to go get it. We have a healthy relationship. Yes. And I'm going to talk about that from my perspective in a second. But, you know, for her, she doesn't call it jealous, or she doesn't call it envy. She calls it jealousy. And, you know, when I was tinkering around in Google, looking at the differences between the two, it's interesting what comes up. A lot of what comes up as far as the difference between envy and jealousy is interesting. All over the interwebs, they distinguish jealousy and they kind of compartmentalize it into just being something you feel in romantic relationships, right? When you're feeling jealous of your mate or something like that, maybe they're, you know, showing someone else some attention or something like that. But it was very interesting because a lot of it was like, that is jealousy. Envy is when you see someone who has something and you wish, you know, that you had it. It's very interesting how they separated it. That didn't resonate with me. What resonates most with me about the difference between envy and jealousy, and I also had this conversation with a friend as well, is like, for me, jealousy is wanting what someone else has and wanting it for yourself. So it's almost like I'll take that, like I'll grab that, almost like a pulling of energy away from someone to you, right? Like I feel that as jealousy, and that's something that obviously can dwell well beyond emotion or romantic relationships. Like it is not just something that happens there. But envy is more seeing or hearing about someone's experiences or state of being and wishing that that could be you, that that's something that you could experience, or feeling like, oh, that's not how I'm feeling, but I wish I was feeling like that right now. And it's not even about wanting to, you know, sabotage what someone else's experience it's experiencing. It's not about not wanting them to have what they have. It's not about wishing them harm or that they would lose it, or, you know, that you plan to do anything with bad intentions. It's just a feeling of, ooh, I wish I could be experiencing that, you know? And so I feel like for me, those are the two distinctions that I've personally made between envy and jealousy. But similarly to what that, you know, that community member's feedback was, is that when I really got to sit with what I was feeling, which was envy, I got very clear, right, on just what I said. I don't mean any harm. I don't want my friends to lose anything. I have no plans to sabotage or no bad intentions. It's just that that's what I feel in this moment. And it's because, see, and I'm aware that I'm feeling that because of what I'm experiencing in my own life and how I've chosen to navigate what I'm experiencing right now. And it may not be in the best way. And so being able to sit with like, where is this feeling of envy coming from? And then it allowed some questions to come up. And the questions that I asked were, in what ways have I been putting my life on hold because I'm going through something really challenging? And how has that contributed to feeling how I feel when I hear about how engaged my friends are in their lives? And then in turn, within my own physical limitations with what I have going on, how can I begin participating in my life again, even as I navigate through this time? So feeling envy and being curious about envy is what allowed those questions to arise. So now I'm able to shift my relationship with envy from a self-judgmental, shameful place to a curious self-awareness place. And that's how every emotion becomes useful, even envy, even jealousy. However, if you use them interchangeably, but in this instance, even envy, because I got a chance to name the emotion and then be curious about it instead of shutting it off because I've been told it's something that I'm not supposed to feel. Do you see how the difference in relationship, the different way that you're relating to the emotion makes all the difference? That's where the power lies. The emotion is not the powerful thing. Your relationship with it, the way that you relate to it, how are you in relationship with it? How do you choose to be in a relationship that with it? That's what's extremely powerful. That's what changes the trajectory of your emotional intelligence and your emotional wellness. That's what allows you to shed what is socially normal in certain instances that truly may not be real or true. So even though something is socially normal or socially accepted, doesn't mean it's true or right, correct. These are, at this point, we know that that is not the truth. So you get to lay a map of a relationship with this emotion or any emotion for yourself when you allow yourself to relate to it with curiosity and to ask the question, why would this be something that I shouldn't feel? Because again, there would be nothing to learn, no way to evolve or accumulate self-awareness if we don't face the spectrum of emotions that we are supposed to feel as human beings. And so to champion and affirm yourself for feeling certain emotions, but not others, to feel shame when you feel another, to feel fear of feeling another, is completely dismissive to your full self, your humanness, your experience here. So that is how envy has served me this week. That's how being transparent about feeling envy has served me this week. And I shared one reflection here, but I want to share another because there were a few reflections that really struck with me. So I shared one already. Another person said that they struggle with envy too and the shame that accompanies it. And I talked about that. But again, a lot of times an emotion like envy is matched with shame because of what we're taught that it means about us if we feel it. And a friend of mine also shared that when she goes deeper into exploring what's underneath envy, it's often the fear and anger that come with feeling left out, which then some childhood dynamics arise for her. And she shared that she's also felt that feeling of envy towards me before, and it made her feel uncomfortable. Like, why am I feeling this about my friend? I'm genuinely excited about what she's sharing and how she's living her life. Why do I feel this? You know? So she appreciated being seen through my transparency. Again, when you have people in your life who are committed. And not committed, but devoted. Shout out to my sister Joy. Not committed, but devoted to fully seeing themselves as human and seeing it as this spiritual daily practice. They are safe. They're walking safe spaces. They're walking landing places for your vulnerability in you honoring your own humanness. And so, you know, my friend offered me that, and I offered a friend that. That's the beautiful circle of this practice of being devoted to your humanness as a daily practice, as a spiritual practice, as a way to be for a living. All right. And then another person said that this message resonated deeply because she's experiencing a major life transition, which is the loss of her job. So for her, you know, she may feel envious of people who still have their jobs or are able to live their full lives out fully because they have the job or the resources to do it, or, you know, because they still have. Because she feels like she lost what she said, where she feels like there's a loss or a hit to her identity because she lost her job. And so for her, she may be feeling lost, a little disconnected from her life as it was. And so seeing or hearing others feeling connected to their lives, not feeling confused, feeling stable in where they are and what they're doing, that might bring up some envy. But again, it doesn't mean that she wants to take anything away. It just means that this is something that she's feeling, and it's a reflection of what is going on in her life and how she's navigating it in the moment. So there are a few other shares, but I will, I'm going to leave it there. I just want to offer to you that and remind you every emotion is useful. If it has a name, if there's a felt sense in your body about it and you can name it, it's useful. It's helpful. It's necessary. It's something that you're supposed to feel. And you don't have to shut it off or shame or judge yourself because of the way that it is socially perceived. Okay? Social norms are not always true. And so I want to offer you this space with this episode to be curious about your own feelings of envy, your own feelings of jealousy, or maybe any other emotion that you may have felt or may be feeling that you have casted to the shadows. Pull it out, sit with it, have a conversation with it. Allow some deep questions to arise from your curiosity, from sitting with it, from holding it, from letting it flood your system, from saying it out loud. You know, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just human, right? So that's my homework for you this weekend, and or this week, as you move into the weekend, move even deeper into the month. And I hope that you all come back and listen in the next episode. Check out the show notes for all the links to stay connected with me. And you know, as always, take care of yourself, rest, drink water, and we'll talk in the next episode.
Hey, I know you're still processing another potent episode of the Full Ass Human podcast, but before you go, I want to invite you to come hang out with me on my show, Multi-Passionate Mastery. If you're someone who has a lot of talents and a lot of passions, and you don't subscribe to the idea that you have to choose just one thing in order to be successful, then you're going to love the conversations that we're having over there. And I'm not inviting you to listen to my show just so I can pump you up with empowerment content. You're going to leave with tangible tips and holistic approaches to common problems that multi-passionists face, like focus, prioritization, knowing how to choose what to start with first, and that type of thing. If you're not sure if the podcast is for you, you can start with the episode titled, Are You a Multi-Passionate Creative? Here's 5 Ways to Tell. That's episode 38. So click the link down in the show notes or find Multi-Passionate Mastery anywhere you listen to podcasts. Hope to see you over there soon.